Welcome in. In this lesson, we're doing a super practical, beginner-friendly skill that instantly upgrades drum and bass workflow in Ableton Live, the Groove Pool. If you've ever made a pattern that technically hits right, but it still feels stiff, like a robot doing DNB, Groove Pool is one of the fastest ways to fix that. It gives you swing, shuffle, and real pocket, without you spending an hour nudging notes around. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar rolling drum and bass loop, tight kick and snare, hats that bounce, ghost notes that push, an optional break layer for jungle flavor, and a bass rhythm that locks into the same feel. And you'll walk away with a Project Groove approach you can reuse across your whole track for speed. All right, let's set up. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's the classic DNB zone, and it makes the groove changes really obvious. Now make three tracks, one MIDI track for drums using a drum rack, one audio track for a break loop, and one MIDI track for bass. Next, open the Groove Pool. On Mac it's Shift-Command-G, on Windows it's Shift-Control-G, or click the little wave icon down near the bottom left area of Live. Quick workflow note, keep the Groove Pool docked and visible while you work. I treat it like a set and forget pocket engine. You want to be able to tweak groove amounts while the loop plays and instantly hear the vibe change. Now we're going to do this the right way. Build a clean, grid-tight pattern first, and then groove it after. That way you actually learn what the groove is doing, instead of guessing. On your drums MIDI track, load a drum rack. Use any samples you like, but keep it simple. Kick on C1, snare on D1, closed hat on F-sharp 1, open hat on A-sharp 1. Program a 1-bar skeleton loop. Kick on beat 1 and beat 3, snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Closed hats is 8 notes across the bar. Then duplicate that out to 4 bars. The longer loop helps you notice the groove and not just one lucky moment. Now add classic DNB ghost notes on the snare. Here is the idea. These are little lead-in taps that build momentum into the main snare. Place a couple of low-velocity snares just before beats 2 and 4. If you want exact example positions, try something like 1.1.3 and 1.3.3, but don't stress the exact numbers. What matters is they're slightly ahead of the main snare hits in the bar. Set their velocities low, around 20 to 45, quiet enough that they're felt more than heard. And here's the key. Keep everything quantized for now. No manual nudging yet. We're going to let Groove Pool do the heavy lifting. Now let's load a groove. Go to your browser, find grooves. Start with something reliable. Swing 16 grooves. For DNB hats and ghost notes, Swing 16-55 or Swing 16-60 is a great starting point. Names vary slightly by Ableton version, but you'll see similar ones. Drag that groove into the Groove Pool. You'll see parameters like timing, velocity, random, bass, quantize, and also global controls. Here's the mindset shift I want you to adopt. Groove Pool is non-destructive feel, not quantize. Your notes don't permanently move unless you commit, so you can audition different pockets while the loop plays. This is huge for speed. You can duplicate a clip, swap grooves, and a slash B in 30 seconds. All right. Apply the groove to your drums clip. Click your drums MIDI clip. In clip view, find the groove chooser and select the groove you loaded. Now we'll adjust the groove in the Groove Pool itself. For a beginner's safe DNB starting point, set timing to around 35 to 55%, velocity around 10 to 25%, random around 2 to 8%, bass to 1/16. Now hit play and don't just think. Does it sound cool? Listen like a producer. Do the hats bounce more? Do ghost snares now pull you into beat 2 and 4? Does the kick still feel solid and confident? A simple DNB rule. Let groove shape hats and ghosts, but keep kick and snare authority. And that leads into one of the most important practical points, controlling what the groove affects. Groove applies to the whole clip. So if your kick is in the same MIDI clip as your hats, you might end up swinging your kick more than you want. That's where beginner beats often get wobbly. The recommended approach is to split your drums for control. You can duplicate your drums track and separate it into kick, snare, and hats or shuffle. Then you can groove each part differently. Try this as a quick system. On the kick clip, keep groove nearly off. Timing 0 to 10%, velocity 0. On the snare clip, a little groove. Timing 10 to 20%, velocity 5 to 10. On the hats clip, that's where the roll lives. Timing 45 to 65%, velocity 15 to 30, random 5 to 10. Now you get that rolling top end without sacrificing punch. If you want to stay inside one drum rack clip, You can, but then you have to be more intentional with velocities. Groove won't magically know which hits are supposed to be ghost notes. You teach it by making ghosts quiet before you groove. Now let's add a break layer for jungle flavor. Drop a break loop onto the break audio track. Turn warp on. For warp mode, start with beats mode. Preserve set to transients. That tends to keep it punchy for drums. If it sounds mangled, you can try Complex Pro, but a lot of the time beats mode wins for breakbeats. Now apply groove to the break clip the same way. Select the break clip, choose the same groove in the groove chooser, but use lower timing here, something like 20 to 40%, and random 0 to 5. Why lower? Because breaks already have their own feel baked in. If you groove them too hard, you can get flamming, where hits start sounding doubled or late against your programmed snare. Also, quick layering tip. High pass the break with EQ 8 around 150 to 250 Hz. Let it add movement and texture without fighting your kick and bass. Now we're getting to the secret weapon. Extracting groove from a break. This is one of those why didn't I use this earlier features, especially for drum and bass. Right-click the break clip or its header, and choose Extract Groove. Ableton will create a new groove in the groove pool based on that audio's timing and velocity feel. Now apply that extracted groove to your hats, your ghost snares, and even your bass MIDI, lightly. A good starting point for that extracted groove, timing 20 to 45%, random 2 to 6%, bass 1/16, or if it feels twitchy, try 1/8. Here's an extra coach note. Bass is basically a resolution limiter. If the groove feels too jittery, don't immediately kill timing. Try making bass bigger so the groove can't push notes into tiny micro positions. That often keeps the vibe while cleaning up the mess. Also, don't ignore the quantize parameter in the groove pool. It's underrated. If you like the general swing but it's drifting too far, add a little quantize. Light touch. It can tighten the pull without flattening the feel. Now let's lock in the bass. On the bass MIDI track, load something simple like Waveatable or Operator. Keep the chain basic. Your synth, then saturator with soft clip-on and a couple dB of drive, maybe auto filter for subtle movement, and optionally a compressor to control peaks. Program a 1 to 2 bar bass riff with space around the snare hits. That space is important in DNB. If your bass is stepping on the snare, no amount of groove will save the pocket. Then apply the same groove as your hats or the extracted break groove, but keep the amount subtle, timing 10 to 25%, random 0 to 4. Velocity often 0 to 10, depending on whether your instrument responds in a musical way. Pocket tip. A bass that grooves slightly behind the hats but stays stable against the snare feels heavy and rolling. If the bass starts feeling late and weak, back off the timing, or groove only the mid-bass and keep the substrate. That's actually the great next step workflow. Duplicate your bass into two tracks. One is SUB, low-passed, mono, barely any groove. The other is MID, high-pass to remove true sub, and that one gets a little groove. Club systems stay happy, and you still get movement. Now, a huge workflow decision, when to commit the groove. When you're happy with the feel, you can print it into the MIDI timing. Select a MIDI clip, and in the groove pool click commit, or right-click the groove and commit depending on your live version. Commit when you want to edit notes afterward and keep the feel, or when you're exporting MIDI, or when you want totally different grooves per section and you don't want confusion. But avoid committing too early. This is a common beginner mistake. You will change your mind once bass and break are layered. Keep it flexible until everything sits together. Now let's build this into a quick 8 to 16 bar arrangement idea, because groove is not just a loop trick. It's an arrangement tool. Try this. Bars 1 to 4. Hats and the break filtered, no full kick. Let the groove introduce the pocket. Bars 5 to 8. Full drums, bass comes in. Bars 9 to 12. Add a ride or extra shuffle hat pattern, but apply the same groove so it instantly sits. Bars 13 to 16, a small variation. Remove the kick for one bar, add a fill, or swap a break slice. And here's an advanced but easy concept, section-based groove automation without committing. Duplicate the same groove in the groove pool, so you have two copies. One is stronger, one is tighter. For the build-up, use timing like 55% on hats. Right before the drop, switch to a tighter version, like 40%. That little tightening can make the drop hit harder while still rolling. Now, quick checklist of common mistakes to avoid. If timing goes over about 70%, your kicks can feel late, and snares can start flamming. Groove should roll, not fall apart. Don't groove everything equally. Kick and main snare need stability. Groove hats, ghosts, and percussion more. Be careful grooving audio breaks too heavily, especially if the audio is already warped. You're basically moving transients twice. Once with warp, once with groove. If it blurs, reduce groove, simplify warp markers, or recheck warp mode. Don't commit early, and don't set random too high. Over 10 to 15% can make DNB hats sound sloppy instead of shuffled. Before we wrap, here's a 10-minute practice that builds your ear fast. Make a 2-bar drum loop, kick and snare, 8th hats, and 2 ghost snares. Load swing 16-60 into the groove pool. Apply it to hats only with timing around 60, velocity 20, random 6, bass 1/16. Add a break loop. Extract its groove. Swap your hats to the extracted groove and compare. Which feels more jungle? Which feels cleaner, more roller? Then apply the extracted groove to bass at about 15% timing and see if it locks better. That's the goal. Training your ear to hear pocket changes quickly, not just staring at notes. Let's recap the big takeaways. Groove Pool is a speed tool for DNB feel. Load grooves, tweak timing, velocity, random, bass, and apply them consistently across elements. Start grid tight, then groove intentionally. Hats and ghosts are your best targets. Break layers usually want subtler timing. Extract groove from breaks to glue program drums and bass to an authentic pocket. Keep kick and main snare stable, and only commit when you're sure. If you tell me what subgenre you're aiming for, like roller, dance floor, neuro, or jungle, I can suggest a couple groove setups with specific timing and bass values, plus a matching drum pattern approach to get you there faster.